This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating a history and physical. I'm Lois Malik, last name M-A-L-I-K. That's M-A-L-I-K, Lois, L-O-I-S. Great place was Bella Vita in Grand Blanc, Michigan. New paragraph, patient profile. This is Malik, a 4-year-old female. Moved in here in October of 2021, period. She had an injury about 8 days ago, in which she banged her left leg to the on something on her bathroom after she left her chair. Period. She has had a sore and pain there for the time, and a swelling of the left leg area. Period. The worst pain is in the knee, period. There's a bit of bruising in the foot, period. She does ambulate, period. Her daughter reported that she broke her left wrist in August of last year as well, period. She has a history of hypertension, and that's stable. There's no headache or cardiac symptoms. And she's on Nadolol, half of a 40 milligram tablet daily for this period. The blood pressure does appear to be controlled, period. She has some mild dementia, but she was mostly oriented today, period. She's on the mend, and she follows a neurologist for this period. She has history of anxiety, and she's on Lexapro for that, period. It seems to be helping, period. Overall, she feels reasonably well and denies any acute symptoms other than the leg pain and swelling, period. She does have stage 2 chronic kidney disease, but I'm told that's been fairly stable, and he does see a nephrologist. She has an appointment about 3 months from now. He does her labs, period. There's no history of diabetes or major heart disease, period. She had a TIA in the past. Period. There's no neurologic deficit right now, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, a major weight change, she does have Coleman is an eye drops, and there's no major visual changes, period. Vision is said to be about 2040, period. She does use eyeglasses. And he has a Zengel, Z-E-N-G-E-L implant for the right eye in the past, period. In paragraph, ENT, no earaches, no odor, hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, no sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitation. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. Do you know dysuria or hematuria, but she's incontinent of urine, and she's also incontinent of bowel, of bladder. Endocrine, no diabetes, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no rash or itch, just a bit of duskiness and slight acanthosis in the left foot. Hemo, excessive bruising or bleeding elsewhere. The paragraph, past history, osteoarthritis, TIA, dementia, glaucoma, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, osteoporosis, urinary incontinence, occasional fecal incontinence, chronic kidney disease stage 3, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma. She's had total hysterectomy and a Zengel implant. Okay, that might be an XEN, the word GEL implant. Please correct an XEN GEL implant, right eye. Then family history, father died and had a TIA, stroke, hypertension, dementia, renal disease, and hyperlipidemia, period. Her mother died at age 9, and she had pancreatic cancer. Social history, no smoking, no ethanol abuse. She lives in assisted living. New paragraph, medications, Nadolol, 20 milligrams daily, simvastatin, 10 milligrams daily, Lexapro, 5 milligrams daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 micrograms daily, vitamin D3, 1,000 micrograms daily. Acetaminophen ER, 50 milligrams. 8 hours is needed. Sulisoft, 100 milligrams daily. Alpha-Gandrin, 5%, one drop in the effect of ITID. Rizolamide, 2%, one drop in the effect of eye at bedtime. Vyzulta, VYZULTA, 0.024% solution, one drop in both eyes daily, period. She receives the alpha-ganidrozolamide only the left eye and the Vyzulta to both eyes, period. Two paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing, blood pressure 128 over 80, pulse 66, spike rate 16, O2's at 99%. Head and neck, people who don't react to the light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraocular is normal, all mucosa normal, ears normal infection, neck negative for mass or nodes, from palpable thyroid, lungs, clear to professional auscultation, cardiovascular normal, so it's tuned out, no murmur. Fetal pulse are diminished slightly, and there is this slight swelling of the left leg with a little bit of rubor at the feet and toes. There may be slight ecchymosis, period. Sensation is abdomen soft, untended organomegaly. TNS cranial is normal. Sensation is intact, including the feet. Unless you skeletal, there's a bit of pain with using the left knee and hip, but not extreme. No joint inflammation or fusion, no cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without major lesions, except for the ecchymosis of the feet, right in the left foot. In assessment plan one, this is Malik has a recent injury, but that's improving, period. It was this pain in the right foot, and she's in the boot, and there was an avulsion fraction of the left ankle, and she's been to be in a boot for a total of 4 weeks, and she falls with ortho, period. She's allowed weight bearing. She may take Tylenol for pain if needed, period. Two, she has hypertension, stable with nadolol, 20 milligrams daily. Three, she has anxiety, treated with Lexapro, 5 milligrams daily. Four, she has intruder overactivity. Oh, scratch that. Just say she has Bacoma, I'll continue the alpha again, drosolamide, and Vyzulta drops, period. Five, she has chronic kidney disease, stage three, and she's a nephrologist, period. I'm told that this has been fairly stable. Six, she has hyperlipidemia, and in view of the TIA, she has somatostatin, but she seems only tolerated 10 milligrams twice a week, period. There's been no recent events, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.